Freedom plans. Newness is all about newness. No, it's newness. So there is going to be a chapter closing in your life with something new happening. Okay. It does feel relationship oriented.
Right.
So that.
I told you.
So, you know, well, I mean, just. So relationship can mean
it could be anything.
Relationship doesn't necessarily mean sexual. It doesn't necessarily mean romantic.
Right.
I mean, it
can
mean
that.
Right. So just don't.
She's getting a new pit bull.
A relationship could be with animals. I mean, it's just you
ooh.
Know, just. I forgot the crowd.
Eli's gonna put on a collar right now.
So, anyways, so there's just like a close to a chapter in a relationship. General, just think general. Also, there's something about a car moving forward and going, okay, so exiting off the freeway. Okay, so if there is, sorry, I know this makes no sense to you. I'm putting it all together. So there's this path that you're on and in whatever direction you're going right now, but there's confusion and there are avenues.
That's always, all the time.
Okay. So here's my thing. Is like I see you driving on a freeway. Now this is all metaphorical, okay? Just consider. Right. I mean, look at this metaphorically. You're driving on a freeway and you see a lot of exits. You want to take every exit, but you actually can't because some exits are going to really suck really hard for you to take, and some aren't. You need to get in touch with your inner child. You need to become more childlike. Not childish.
That means she's going to poop her pants later on.
I'm talking about literally grabbing pen and paper and coloring or whatever you used to do as a child that you would lose your time in.
Breastfeed me.
I'd like to become more childlike on that note, actually. I think I've really...
Wow. I've never seen kids like that. So anyways, for you to be able to choose that right path, you actually have to, you can find the right exit. You'll find the right exit. And I want to say within 3, because the number 3 is coming. So that's either within 3 days, 3 years, 3 months. You'll find the right exit. But first, you really do need to do things like color. Do things that kids do.
Body paint in a threesome.
There are some kids apparently that do that, but that's what I'm saying. The confusion will go away if you get in touch with your inner child. Play, okay? And not necessarily sexual play. You know, it's like it's.
Aww.
No, I'm talking
BDSM.
Think elementary
play.
School. Think elementary school. Cut out, you know, those color forms, whatever it is.
Well, speaking of play, so make shrinky-dinks.
Shrinky-dinks.
I love shrinky-dinks. I would have put that in the birthday bag.
Totally do
Terry,
that.
If anything else comes to you, please let just burn it out. But now it's time for some serious adult play. Because Orpheus, and if you don't know Orpheus is a award-winning dirty storyteller, but he is also a professional dom.
That's right.
He set women on fire in the studio.
Yeah. Did you see the haterism? They're like, you're inviting the guy back after he set somebody on fire.
Who was that?
Some haterism.
I was surprised that person said that. I think they were trying to be funny, but no, you're one of the best guests we ever had. And I really want to have all you guys on a full show. And I know I know we're just doing a little bit at a time, and I apologize about that. But I want to have every one of you guys on. I've had most of you guys on for a full show. I want Eli back for a full show. Sasha, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
I want to be on Eli's full show.
Mainly.
Sasha, sometime in June.
We had this thing.
Okay, Joseph, Terry, we're going to have you do psychic readings like for a whole show when Joseph's here, right?
Yes, and please.
Sarah, we need to really talk to you. I really need to talk to you.
Yeah, I would love to come back more prepared.
How about the three of you guys sometime in June? But first, we got to have you back on for a whole show. But
for real.
You promised a special birthday play for Joseph.
Yeah, so. I brought a lot of rope.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
So I'm thinking rope and spankings.
So let's cut loose and get tied up, right?
I know Eli's with the spankings.
Ass side up.
Ass side up?
No.
Is it like a sunny side up? What are you talking about?
You just let it red for a little. You let it pink up for a second and flip it over.
Pink up, I like that.
I like that.
That's my name. That's my poor name. Pink up.
Okay, so. Wait, what happened to my interview? Everybody got. It's like. You come in and get straight to fucking work.
What is that?
You won a new storytelling award.
Yeah, I'm a body story slam champion 2 times over. So I'm going for another title coming up.
What's the story you're going to tell this time?
Oh, man. Actually, I'm going to go deep and actually talk about my ex-wife.
Deep.
Ooh. I try to usually avoid that.
I didn't know you had more than one.
I married three women at the same time.
Are you a Mormon?
No,
ambitious.
I'm not Mormon. I want more men than most.
That was quick.
No, but I'm poly, so we had a ceremony with three women, and it broke up. So I'm still with one, but I'm going to tell a sexual story about one of them. Actually, I've been avoiding it, so this is going to be a first.
It's going to be a different story.
And she's probably going to hear about it and call and cuss me out, but fuck it.
But what was the last story you told that won the prize?
Oh, about me having sex during an earthquake with sheriffs in the room, butt naked.
Fuck, hell yeah.
With sheriffs in the room.
Yeah. Actually, this girl said she wanted to be date raped, and her parents were away, and I went to her house, and she forgot that I was coming. And so I crawled through the...
No pun intended.
Seriously, and her parents were sheriffs, and they were away for the weekend.
Oh, God.
So I decided to climb through the window and do the whole thing. She freaked out. I calmed her down.
How old
we start.
Were you?
I was 21. So I started, we got back to the rough sex, some spanking her, doing the whole nine yards, and the fucking earthquake happened. That big Northridge earthquake
maybe
happened.
Just orgasmed.
I thought it was too. Yeah. Right?
Because that's like what I did.
And we jump up in the middle, and we're in the fucking doorway holding on for dear life, and I'm butt naked, and her parents are standing right there in their sheriff's outfits.
Her parents were sheriffs?
Yeah. And they were standing there, and they didn't like me at all. They didn't want me in their house at all.
Why?
Because I was a bit of a thug back then.
I know.
I was a bit of a thug back then.
I'm surprised you guys haven't crossed paths at Sanctuary.
Ooh.
Sasha.
You're at Sanctuary?
I am at Sanctuary.
Oh, well, I'm always at Sanctuary.
And Joseph, I want to encourage you to take Orpheus's classes.
Oh, yeah. Come on out.
Orpheus, so, not Orpheus.
It's all about the...
What he's going to do to Joseph, he can teach you.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Orpheus, you want
to
get
and if you're good,
going?
I'll let you lick my hand afterward.
Always we'll start to smell the fingers, and we'll go from there. Okay?
All right. Be back.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where you want me?
All
right, I think we're
going to
do it
over
here so we can...
Right there. So
we
get it on camera.
Are we doing a commercial break?
We're going to bondage up, Josie.
Oh, shit.
And then...
Are we going to hog tire?
We're not going to hog tire, but we're definitely going to make it so she can't stop us spanking her.
Don't worry, Josie. It's all good Christian fun.
It's very conservative. Glenn Beck does this all the time.
I'm Jewish, I'm good.
So am I.
I'm
with you.
Are you Jewish?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
Josie Cat is Jewish. I
put the drink down, Josie.
Yes.
I'm not
practicing. Josie, put the gefilte fish down. Put the manischewitz down. Put the
lox and bagel.
Listen to you guys.
And you know what, Sasha? While he's doing that,
yes.
Did you want to sing happy birthday to Josie, or do you want to do that while she's tied up?
I can sing happy birthday to Josie. Would you like me to sing for you?
Because I was gonna do it with the cordless mic, but that's not working. If you can use this mic,
I have to move over there.
Oh, you can do it from your seat.
Because you're going to be sitting behind me or something.
No. I wanted you to do the whole, like, sexy...
Yeah, you got a seven-year spotlight.
Okay, we got to go in front of the camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you can... If you can switch seats,
because
the camera will be on you.
Sorry. Yeah. Get your ass over in the right seat. Thank you.
I wish I could belly dance like that.
Okay.
Okay. Do you see where we are? I will. This is...
What's the camera focusing on?
It's focusing
boobs.
On
boobs. Boobs.
Hold on.
Some of your best features.
Yeah.
Your personality. It's focusing in on your personality.
Are you ready, Josie? This is your birthday song. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Birthday, dear Josie. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
I love you. Can I? Somebody pass a towel.
I need a cigarette.
Yeah, I need a cigarette.
Clean up on aisle two, please.
That was wonderful, Sasha. Now, Orpheus, I'm gonna put the mic over here. You describe what you're doing.
So we're doing a simple breast harness. I figure we're going to do something to accentuate her boobs.
You know, yeah, that's just what she needs.
That's a technical term.
And then we're going to cinch them up and pull them up really nice and high.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a rope bra.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll be right back because we got more musical guests.
We got more musical guests? Oh, sorry.
You're good.
I'm so sorry. You do have nice legs.
Can't help it.
Stop sexually harassing the guests, Mark.
Please talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Let Mr. Sexy talk.
Okay. Yeah, narrate. You're good at that. Come on, do some narration.
Eli, do the play-by-play. So he's now separating her breasts, lifting them.
Lifting, yes.
Slowly separating the breasts.
That's good.
Lifting them up higher.
And now what are you going to do next, Orpheus? They're nice.
These are some nice boobs.
Well, last time you said her ass wasn't a ghetto booty. What about now?
Hey, and you know what? Nobody asked me how I know her or didn't know her.
Yeah, we told last time on the show you said up. You guys never met.
We never met, but we were supposed to have met, and I was supposed to do her on fire.
Missed encounters, right?
That was on our show, yes. Josie, we got some special guests here. Nesta Rodriguez and Simon Coffin from Historians Public Radio.
What's up, homeboy?
They're on at 9 o'clock right after our show. Our show is a crazy free show, as you can see. Their show is like being at a barbershop in Spanish Harlem with a bunch of guys talking shit. Am I right?
That's a good description, actually.
And David Berger, who's on a 10, is like a college professor.
White supremacist.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wait.
Yo, this is out of control.
It's my birthday.
Chuck, if you can let them have your mic.
Yeah, get over
it. Josie, they got a little freestyle for you.
Well, we're just going to fuck around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, bust it, yo. We got the freaky deek, don't stop, eat the meat. The boogity boogity beat. Motherfuckers be coming out the head with the shaved knuckle ski. The Boricua, the Bronx boogie style barbershop. You know what I mean? Shaving all the pubic hairs out your knot.
Yo, you got the shirt with the leopard print getting tied up in a stent like this. Yo, happy birthday, miss. Ooh, just a little bit of this looking hot like licorice. To him twist, slap into a Slim Jim by a man behind him with a red scarf. Turn you up. Drinking a lot of Grey Goose, we gonna barf. But who gives a fuck? Because that's what the fuck we do.
5 minutes from now, the nipples are gonna come out. Pop down, you don't stop. With the glasses and the juicy top.
Yo, we making it happen. We just up in the studio rapping with Dark Mark, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Skid Row Studios, downtown LA, South Olive Street with the freaky dick. Peace.
All right.
Happy birthday, Josie.
Thank you.
We love you.
You know we love you. Here, I'll pour you some.
Holy shit. All right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I like to drink absinthe before I'm live on the air.
Try it. Do it. It's good.
You know, he's driving.
Yeah.
Okay, well. So easy on
him. That's it.
What's this shit do?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it does. Put it this way. You're Jewish, it makes you muscle.
That's what it does. Another Jewish
and muscle. That changes shit.
Yo. Your foreskin's gonna go back, motherfucker.
To all the listeners out there, Josie, look at your eyes. You better realize I'm circumcised. That certain size of you, boy, you need to realize I'm coming through Skid Row Studio for you.
Got some skin for you. 1, 2, boogaloo. Yo, check it out. We had like Dark Mark the other night at the
workshop. Josie and Simon spinning the dreidel and shit.
Yo, yeah, I spent dreidels for cash back in 1993 when I used to go to Seattle Hebrew Academy.
Yo, Josie's vagina is kosher, motherfucking shit, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, my man Larry, we want some fun, know what I mean, with the motherfucking G-string up your face, pop, pop.
Well, tell him about the marijuana-thon, you were just about to do that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, marijuana-thon.
Oh, what's up with that?
I went to go see my man,
Dark Mark.
No. Jeffrey Peterson and Dark Mark, because I haven't seen you perform in a long time. Last time we performed comedy was in San Diego. Anyway, I went to go see Jeffrey Peterson. So, you know, it's basically a bar, and comedians are just performing in front of comedians. It's just
hey,
like.
Bitch.
That's like an embalmer at a fucking mortician's convention. You know what I mean? No, it's like, come on,
that,
man.
No.
And that's a perfect crowd for me.
That's mine.
Right. Yeah. Perfect crowd for Mark. Except Mark gets up on stage. Mark, I fucking love you, dude. Mark gets up on stage and the first thing he does, he says something.
He says a joke, Eli, and he goes,
you know what I'm talking about to this female comedian.
This
Latina chick.
It was Tanya.
What did you say?
I said, you know what a used penis looks like.
I haven't had a cigarette.
And she walked out.
She gives him a look, and then she walks out.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, come on. So they leave poor Dark Mark alone on the stage.
You're going to boot out
slow. Nobody's paying attention. Because I'm trying to tell us, Orpheus, now what, you want?
Look at the back.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my Christ, Josie.
Orpheus, what does the stick do?
Can I borrow your...
That makes it so I can release her hands really quick. So if you really get...
As in this case,
so I could release her. If she were getting numb, I could take the stick out and it would just release all the pressure.
Oh, okay,
that's what you call it.
Josie, where's your purse? I want your debit card.
Oh, yeah.
So now what are we gonna do?
So, what we're gonna do is we're gonna give her birthday spanking.
Happy birthday.
Before we do that, give me two minutes here.
I can't wait till I tie her hands up to give her gifts.
I know.
So this is not going
through.
That's why.
You have an articulate tongue.
This guy's back to the camera. That camera scene just
laughs. Okay. How's the camera? Is everything? Can you see everything? So I don't have time to give you everything on the air, but.
Oh no! It depends again.
Depends again.
Oh no!
It depends on what.
You know, it's good, but my pit bull's on her period.
That's right.
I got Josie and the Pussycats on VHS.
Yay.
Nice.
Oh!
Awesome.
VHS now. Self-frame
it. Anyway, this is the real gifts. I'll give those to you later, but I'll show you the rest of these later, but I wanted to show you this while you're tied up. I had some art commissions.
If I had
so
nipple.
He doesn't get slapped.
Oh, no! I'm afraid.
Let me see it.
Let's see it.
Pass that around.
Show the entire class.
My God.
The Dark Mark show.
Her future ex-husband is going to be so threatened by this.
That's so fucking cool right there.
You look great. I look ridiculous. I don't know what they did with me.
You both look.
I look a lot thinner. I'll give you that. But it looks like my face got punched in. I don't know what they did. But
made me more ugly yet thinner. Well, we can work with this.
But Josie looks perfect. Okay, now Orpheus, you do what you do.
Okay, so can we move this stuff right here?
Yeah.
And we'll
I don't care about any of that. Except don't fucking touch my beer, though.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
He must be Irish.
I actually am. Yeah.
And so we got 6 minutes to beat this ass.
Okay. Are you ready?
Assume the position. That's what we say in the biz.
Angle the camera, dude.
She immediately knew what to do.
Come on. Yeah. How many?
How old are you?
29. Shut up. Work with me.
No.
We gotta see the butt. We gotta see the butt, Joseph. Okay. All right.
Yeah, get in on that goodness. I heard that.
That was
like a fire.
Wow.
It's just warming up.
That sounded like a car door closing.
Rub that shit out already.
Listen to the woman.
This motherfucker knows physics and shit. He's making a wave of energy travel through his hand into his fingertips.
You don't want me to use my right hand. I'm right here.
No, don't.
That was my left.
Give it.
Okay, here it comes.
All we got warm.
No.
Come on.
Come on, Orpheus. Come on.
There is no safe word.
There we go.
On the Dark Mark show.
Give her a false sense of security. We wanted to think that she can take more. So that we can get in there.
Here.
Yes, that's better.
You know what? I always try to be a dumb. Like I said, it's a full-time job not being an asshole. I really work on it.
Are you saying you're trying to find her asshole? What are you talking about?
Well, hey.
Come on. Josie.
Everybody feel free to talk on the mic and comment.
Oh.
All right.
Everybody's speechless. Come on.
Wait.
Josie, you've been a naughty girl.
It's all about watching.
What are we up to right now? Where are we at right now?
We're on number four.
Are you even keeping track count?
It's not my job.
So how about the local news?
Start over.
Yeah, we just start over.
I can paint.
Just stop. Five. Start over.
He's
Here's
I think girl. I may have another.
Three.
Eight.
Yes. Two.
You know how I was showing you the one-inch punch? That's what he's doing on that ass right now.
Hey, you said 20?
You've been a naughty girl.
Oh, good.
11.
And Eli Joseph Terry.
Yeah, I want it on this. I want it on this.
I think I need some shots right now.
Yeah, pass that vodka over there.
Yeah, I need some shots on this.
Asking me to show to see you, Chad.
Have you guys 7 yet?
Everybody?
Sierra.
Okay,
take a shot.
Okay, so here, we'll do 10. We'll do 10.
A tandem.
We'll do 10.
Group spank.
Okay, so that was
go
8.
Go ahead, Eli, do
you
it.
Ready? No, for the last 2, here it comes.
No.
Ask me if I want to
count. That's 9. All right, I got to bring it way back to the studio.
And the windup and the pinch. It's gone.
It's good.
All right, you ready? You gotta hold the handle or she's gonna run. Somebody's spanking her now.
Make me proud.
Oh, yeah, he loosened the wrist. Yeah. He's gonna get some whip action.
Loosen up that tie.
Don't pay attention to what I'm doing back
here. Who put Peyton Kershaw on Vicks?
You only get one.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Okay, I get one.
I want this Kill Bill style, all right?
All right. Eli, make it count. You get one. Make it count. Yeah.
Yep, center it.
Two.
Become one with the action. There you go.
Joseph, it's your turn.
Someone's gonna get shanked.
Joseph is gonna come.
Why'd you get them in?
Very conservative spank.
If I had to, I'd split it between them.
I have rings on, just so.
Very Republican style here.
Betty doesn't blow up this.
You might think wrong.
No!
Oh, come on, man. That was. Come on, man.
No, I'm passing on.
Chuck needs to do it.
Oh, shit. He's a drummer. He can do it. He's got rhythm.
You get
this. I'm a drummer. We have no rhythm.
Bongo style.
Oh,
let's get a little Babaloo.
There's too many big guys in here.
That's what she said?
All right. Here you go.
No, you won't. I know you.
Oh, I want to see this.
Wipe out.
Yeah.
Hey,
there. So your mistake was to have had one.
Sasha's next.
Oh, why?
Come on, Sasha, make it sexy.
Sasha makes everything sexy.
Use your face.
Sasha does make everything sexy.
Use your face.
Holy moly!
Sasha knows how to work this.
I've been penetrated.
You know what I think about? We should take out the boobs.
Oh, no.
That would make it real sexy.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yes, it was.
That's the sanctuary slap.
Okay, and now the best for last.
Mr. Dark Mark.
Oh, no.
Give it to her, Dark Mark.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
what's this? Is this your insurance policy you just took out on her?
Picking up my button down.
Oh, no. Right in the dark.
Grab the handle.
Keep it going. Please don't stop the spanking. Please.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We all love you so much. It's true.
Thank you.
It's true.
So, Josie, there's 40 seconds left. The floor is yours.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm very tired.
Come again.
And again.
Pretty sure
everyone's
going to
come again.
I want to thank Sasha Scarlett. I want to thank...
I know it happened.
Oh, what is your name again? I'm so sorry.
Sahira.
Please come back. You, Sahira, Eli on the show in June. How about that? We're on to that?
That sounds good to me. I'm down.
Baby, thanks for coming. Orpheus, always. I want to have you back soon. June or July, totally.
Sure.
And we'll get you a sob. We'll get a whole thing going. Josie got out of that one real quick. She's going to stick on my ass. Jerry Huberman, thank you. We're going to do a second show with you.
Gaddafi.
Joseph, we're going to have you back. We're going to do a whole, we're going to have you like a tear apart or liberal. We're going to do a whole thing.
And then, I'm liberal.